after visiting Troas, we'll spend our last night in Turkey. In the morning, our bus will use the car ferry to cross the waterway that separates Asia and Europe. It will then go to the Greece-Turkey border, which will take about an hour and a half. We'll then travel the road that goes below Bulgaria and finally arrive at Kavala, Greece, where we will spend the night. This last leg of the trip will take us about 2 hours. Our total travel time that day will be about 4 hours. You will find a detailed map on the archive's webpage. We'll find ourselves in the ancient country of Macedonia. It was north of ancient Greece and was known for its mountains, rivers, and forest. It became famous 400 years before Christ by its ruler, King Philip II, and his son, Alexander the Great, who conquered the known world. We're staying the night in Kavala, Greece, but it used to be called Neapolis, Macedonia. Paul and his team sailed from Troas to this port city. The modern city has a population of about 50,000 people, and it's in the shape of an amphitheater around the sea. The Roman-styled aqueduct was built in the 16th century, but it was built over the same spot where the old aqueduct stood. It was the city's only source of fresh water. There is a castle or a citadel on the peninsula that was built during the 15th century AD. It has a tower with an amazing view of the area. Still, getting to the top is narrow and a bit risky. Now, the actual spot where Paul's boat would have landed is now about 100 yards inland. A church has been built where tradition says he landed. Before we leave this beautiful port city, we'll have the opportunity to walk on the Ignatian Way. This is a road that was used by the Apostle Paul on his second and third missionary journey when he traveled to Philippi and Thessalonica. You'll find this in Acts chapter 16 and 17. It was also used by Julius Caesar in Pompeii during Caesar's civil war. It was also used when Mark Antony and Octavian, who later became known as Augustus, they were chasing Brutus. This ended with the Battle of Philippi. The road was built by the Romans during the 2nd century B.C. It was the superhighway of its day. Being about 20 feet wide, it covered a total distance of almost 700 miles. The road ran through an area that is now Albania, Macedonia, Greece, and Turkey. It was a continuation of the Appian Way, coming out of Rome, thus linking a long chain of Roman colonies, giving them a direct connection to Rome. It was the empire's main link with the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea. By the 5th century AD, the road had mostly fallen into misuse because of violent instability in the region. During our bus ride, we will deal with the first missionary journey of Paul. Therefore, if you want to go deeper, watch the two films that cover the first missionary journey, stories number 235 and 236. I think you'll find the insights for both of these films to be interesting. As we travel along, we might also give a brief overview of Paul's second and third missionary journey. The cultural teaching of the day will be a brief history of the Roman Republic. The Caesar of the day will be Claudius. Well, the tip of the day may seem kind of strange, but don't thrust the palm of your hand in front of someone's face. In Greece, it is considered a very rude gesture. Well, it is a short session this week. I'll be talking to you next week.